All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good as always. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Love it. You might have seen the title for the show tonight, Trans Comes to Capitol Hill. It's great because now they're going to have to face the very problems that they unleash upon us every day, actually deal with them in front of the camera, deal with them as far as votes are concerned, everything, which is great. We'll get into that in just a second. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat right here at the bottom. Let's start right here. I'll head my way up here. Right, there we go. Prayer Works 2 is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Why Not Me is on. Conservative Waffles on. Scott Allott is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Sheila K is on. Nitsua 99 is on. U.S. Abbey Girl is on. The Matriarch of the Rumble Rant, Tammy L. Margreter, is on. Leon Fish Puppy, she's on. Jeannie Malfeasy's on. Gritterdom is on. Aaron Yeager's on. Judy Anita's on. Veronica 18201 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Just Fact is on. Mike Griffith's on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Sexy Pony's on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Abseek Truth is on. LA 106X is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Daniel Armstrong Wreck is on. R Major 79 is on. Joe Heathen is on. Black Bart 201 is on. Alpha Acres is on. Confederate 1 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Q13013 is on. Wisconsin Honey Badger is on. Todd Suff is on. Kev FM 1 is on. Confederate 1 is on. Let me see. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Peg Joe is on. Granite 22468 is on. See anybody I missed here? And Itsua, thank you in the Rumble Rant already. Dexter Kidd is on. I wonder who that might be. Alpha Acres is on. Drummer for Jesus is on. Let me see. Let me just go right down to the Uncle Wally is on. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Each and every one of you. Let's hop right through this. Libs of TikTok tweet. Introduce this section of the show. Trans comes to Capitol Hill. This dude, by the way, is a woman by the name of Timothy McBride. His name is Timothy. He is fully penised. Nothing's been lopped off. He operates completely and totally as a male, except he dresses as a female. We don't really even know who they're attracted to, but yet he wants to be allowed into women's restrooms on Capitol Hill. And once again, I reiterate, not to be redundant, but I reiterate what I said at the beginning of the show. I love that now everybody has to face this. Now, some of our representatives, the really good ones, have already faced it and have already made the public statements they're supposed to make. But the Mike Johnsons of the world now that allow all of this to happen to us and never actually say anything, you're like, Mike Johnson came out with a definitive statement. I'll give that a real firm, maybe, sort of, not really, because I've got his subsequent cuckboy statement after that, or maybe preceding that, not sure what the order was. But I love now, Capitol Hill's going to have to deal with this. So I love getting Democrats on the record. Do you want this guy in the bathrooms with you? I love it. I love it now. Now they're going to have to actually face it. It's just like they never have to face security concerns, so they take away our guns. They never have to face security concerns, so they take away our walls. They never have to face security concerns. They defund our police and then refund and give more and more money to the police around in the Capitol Hill police that have 2,700 members. There's 2,700 police officers, Capitol Hill police officers, in a two square mile area. There's 800 in all of the city of Seattle, but around Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Lindsey Graham, they make sure they've got 2,700 police officers and then defund our police departments. Because we are not living right now in a constitutional republic. We are living in a bourgeois, elitist, leftist, globalist, hierarchical, hypocrisy, sort of oligarchy. That is what we're living in right now. So this dude who dresses up as a woman and won a congressional seat, where at? Joe Biden's home state of Delaware. What a shock. See, is very mad that women don't want him using the women's restroom in Capitol. How do you use your penis in a women's restroom? I mean, how in the world is that? Why do we even need to have this conversation? Somebody in the room, help me. Why in the world do we even need to have this conversation about how would a man dressing up as a woman use his penis in a woman's restroom? There's no urinals in there. There's only toilets and tampon dispensers. Why would a man be in there? Why do we even have to discuss it? Because the left has heavily listed us towards, like in a raging sea, towards absolute asinine idiocy. This is This is the picture of asinine idiocy right here. I want to use the women's room. No, I don't know whether you tape it up. I don't know whether you tuck it up. I don't know if you pinch your legs together or your butt cheeks together all day long to keep that thing up there. But you are a fully penis man. Maybe you're just like Michelle Obama and you just let it hang. I don't know. But you're not going into a ladies' restroom. And I love that Nancy Pelosi is now going to have to go on the record. I love it. Hakeem Jeffries is now going to have to go on the record. AOC and the rest of the squad. Rashida Tlaib, Iona Presley. They're all going to have to now go on the record and say, you know what? We want a man to go and use a woman's restroom, a woman's gym, a woman's locker room, and a woman's shower. I love it. Make them go on the record and make them more and more and more unelectable for 4 years from now and 2 years from now. All right, Creighton, let's go to the next one. Johnny Midnight video. Whoopi and the rest of the stray cats make comments about Nancy Mace. Nancy Mace has proffered a bill pushed forward to keep this man out of their restrooms on Capitol Hill. Play for me.
To welcome the first openly transgender congresswoman-elect, Sarah McBride, to the show, who shared how she hopes to serve in the House. Take a look.
Delaware sent the message to our nation that our democracy is and can be big enough for all of us. Representing the state I love in Congress, demonstrating that in our state of neighbors, we judge candidates based on their ideas and not their identities. Mm-hmm. And I think right now I'm determined as I head down to D.C. to defend Delaware and to defend our democracy.
So let me tell you what's going on. Before she even gets to D.C., Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace has already begun her bullying. Take a look.
Biological men shouldn't be in women's private spaces, period. End of story.
So this is specifically because Sarah McBride is coming
on. That and more. So, I mean, we can't do it here.
Just first of all, just think about how delusional and brainwashed you have to be Whoopi Goldberg when you are going to state that Tim McBride, who has renamed himself Sarah McBride as he dresses in women's clothing, is a congresswoman elect. Imagine how delusional and brainwashed you have to be. Because Whoopi Goldberg 15 years ago would never actually call a man a woman and a woman a man, because she'd be like, that is ridiculous to make that statement. But now, again, it's just like the mask. It's just like the vaccine. It's an oath of allegiance. You always need to realize how brainwashed you are when you are willing to deny truth and speak lies as an oath of allegiance to whatever political movement you're following or whatever political agenda or narrative you're following. You know you're lying. She knows she's lying. She knows that is a man, and she's calling him a congresswoman. But you're willing to absolutely just prostrate yourself and just worship at the altar of leftism. Listen, if you want to be a leftist and you want to be like, you know what, I believe in socialism and communism, that's one thing. You're not a liar by believing in those absolutely ridiculous forms of government. I'm just saying, you're not lying about it. But you know you're lying. And how good could your narrative be when it takes an oath of allegiance of lies to support it? Putting a mask on that does nothing, stands 6 feet apart that does nothing, putting out, you know, a climate narrative that makes absolutely no sense. We're going to save the world by driving electric cars so you actually transfer the CO2 emissions from tailpipes to power plants. What's the difference? It's the same CO2 emissions. But you're willing to lie and put out ridiculous statements, nonsensical statements, to show everybody where you align politically as an oath of allegiance to the globalist left. I don't understand people like that. Because here's the thing, whenever Donald Trump goes wrong, I say he's wrong. I don't make an oath of allegiance to Donald, lie for Donald Trump. And by the way, when you're a right-winger, you never have to lie because everything that we say is factually correct. A baby in the womb is actually a baby. A woman is a woman and a man is a man. The border is wide open. Everything that we say is factually correct. So if it ever required me to lie as an oath of allegiance to be a Republican or right-winger, I would cease being both. Simple as that. All right, where the heck am I? Georgia video? Is that where I'm at? All right. Is that affirmative over there?
Yes.
All right, George, video. All right, breaking. Senator Mike Johnson just said, now George, and I love George, he says that Mike Johnson just said the most savage thing ever he's ever said, which that's actually factually true because Mike Johnson never says anything savage, but this is savage Mike Johnson. Then I'll show you non-savage Mike Johnson in just a minute. Play for me, Creighton.
Hello, everybody. I just want to make a statement for all of you here and be very clear. I was asked a question this morning at the leadership gaggle, and I rejected the premise because the answer is so obvious. For anybody who doesn't know my well-established record on this issue, let me be unequivocally clear. A man is a man, and a woman is a woman, and a man cannot become a woman. That said, I also believe, that's what Scripture teaches, what I just said, but I also believe that we treat everybody with dignity, and so we can do and believe all those things at the same time. And I wanted to make that clear for everybody because there's lots of questions. But that's where I stand. I've stood there my whole life, and those are facts.
That's as savage as the Republican Speaker of the House gets, and it gets worse later. I'll show you another statement in a minute, which he is far from savage. Now let's go the savage route, though. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's a man pretending to be a woman. Here she is on. Well, I always keep calling it pandemic war room. War room with Steve Bannon, because it used to be pandemic war room. There's a man pretending to be a woman coming to Congress in January. Play for me.
The first trans member of Congress. He identifies himself as Sarah McBride. His real name is Tim McBride. So little Timmy is now going to be a member of Congress in January. And little Timmy thinks he's going to come in and stand at a, you know, we don't have urinals in the ladies' room. He's going to be standing in a toilet, apparently, and trying to use the restroom with the rest of us women. Let me tell you, this is an assault. I'm not kidding you. It is like a physical assault for a man to come in charging into our private places, bathrooms, locker rooms, our gyms, places that are designated specifically for women only.
Does he get to work out, the workout in the gym of the house
he
for the women?
He can go to the members' gym, which is both sexes can go to the members' gym. But there is a women's gym. He cannot go in there. That is where our showers and locker rooms are, and there are not doors to the shower room. And anyways, he doesn't belong in there, period. And so my specific question was, are we as women going to be left to physically defend ourselves from a man that has no respect for us as women? And as a matter of fact, is so sick and mentally ill that he thinks he's a woman, dresses like a woman, calls himself a woman, and has the audacity to come and charge in. That's an assault. I see it as a physical assault when he is coming in our bathroom where we are in a position of weakness. That is absolutely unacceptable. I asked Speaker Johnson what the men, you know, our top three in leadership are men. Our speaker, our leader, and our whip, all three men. It's time for men in this country to defend women from these sick, mentally ill men. I am so fed up with it, Steve. Thankfully, I'm going to report to all of you, Speaker Johnson said there will be no biological men in our bathrooms and women's private spaces.
So
I am thrilled.
You can
report that. And I'm thankful, and I will report that. That's what he told our entire conference this morning when I asked him that question, because I love what Nancy Mace is trying to do with the resolution, but the resolution is not binding. A resolution is simply Congress making a statement. So if that were to pass, and I hope it does, I do support her resolution, but it's not binding. We have to put it in the House rules next Congress and end this once and for all.
Okay, now that's savage. Now there's very clear cuts, very clear lines of delineation. Basically everywhere in life. How can you tell if you are attending a real church? Do they preach about heaven and hell? Not just heaven on earth, but hell and hell on earth. Do they actually preach about both of them? Do they preach about the mark of the beast? Do they preach about the fact of apostasy and that you can lose your salvation? Do they ever preach those things? Because if not, you're not attending a real church. If your church ever closed for COVID, made you stand 6 feet apart for COVID, did Zoom services for COVID, alcohol, gel stations, wore masks, pimped and ordered vaccines from their pulpits, they're not a real gospel church. How can you tell whether somebody believes correctly when it comes to trans ideology? You can tell because they actually call the men men. There's still people who will be like, and we'll see what Mike Johnson does. I want to see. I will be watching. I don't have, that's what I do. I will be watching because you can tell. It's just, again, it's just like Ted Cruz coming up there. You're like, well, Ted Cruz did some good stuff with COVID. Yeah, but you know what? He came up and said, I don't have to wear a mask. I'm fully vaccinated. So he's compromised. He's controlled opposition, at least to some varying degree. So you can't trust people like that if they're not all in. Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't mean that these people are perfect. She supported, you know, Kevin McCarthy and all that. I get that, and that's one thing. But remember, she supported Kevin McCarthy in favor of Mike Johnson. Who's worse? Johnson spent more money than McCarthy has. We've been worse off under Mike Johnson, which, you know, I mean, that was, you know, Gates got McCarthy removed, and we got Mike Johnson. So I love Matt Gates, but it actually made us worse. But anyway, so you can always tell whether somebody's on the right side of things with their verbiage. Anybody who calls a trans female, that is a man pretending to be a woman, her, is controlled opposition. I don't care who they are, even if Trump does it. To some measure, they're controlled opposition because they're saying, you know what, I'm going to cede ground to enemy forces on purpose. It's almost like espionage. It's like having an enemy in your midst. It's having a informant in your midst. That's how you can tell. You can always tell. If you're going to church and pastors obfuscate scriptures, that you know that they're actually influenced by their own carnality or the devil, or they're just fearful because they're afraid to say certain things. I'm gonna put your heart at ease. You never need to worry about that here. I'll say, Tom, what if you get banned off of more social media? It doesn't matter. I have never stopped saying one thing. I've been banned off of YouTube, banned off of Facebook. If I wasn't banned off of those things, remember, our second podcast, we had 900 people watching. On our second podcast, we don't have 900 people watching now, according to my numbers. What was Christian Television Network also showing us? I don't know what we have. We have 878 that I'm allowed to see. So, I mean, I never stopped one thing, because now you can tell. I never stopped saying anything, nothing. That's how you know that I'm actually on your side and I'm on the correct side of the issues. If somebody is controlling and censoring their own speech when they're talking about trans people and they're calling the trans people by their desired pronouns, then they've already ceded ground to the enemy, which means they'll cede more. It's like I always tell you, if you attend a church where the pastor caved to COVID, you did Zoom services, he locked down, pimp masks, pimp vaccines, stands fixed 6 feet apart, had alcohol gel stations everywhere, and he's never come out and said those vaunted three words, I was wrong, you're attending the wrong church. You're attending a church that's being led by a compromised individual who will compromise again situationally, depending on what the situation is. Sometimes they're weak, sometimes they're strong. Nobody should be sometimes weak and sometimes strong when it comes to their moral fiber, when it comes to their moral decisions or their biblical decisions. They should never be weak sometimes and strong sometimes, because moral decisions or ideological or theological decisions are not situational. They're always black and white. Let your yes be yes, your no be no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one, Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. So they're never situational. And if you're dealing with situational leadership, don't follow that person. If a person will, in certain situations, not speak the truth because they're afraid of the consequences of speaking the truth, that is a weak, compromised, spineless person, even potentially demonic person. All right, back to Capitol Hill. End wokeness video. Woke reporter asks Rep. Nancy Mace why she wants to exclude men from the female bathroom in Congress. Play for me.
So if that being a feminist makes me an extremist, I'm totally here for it.
Is this effort in response to Congresswoman McBride coming to Congress?
Yes, and absolutely, and then some. I'm not going to stand for a man. If someone with a penis is in the women's locker room, that's not okay. And I'm a victim of abuse myself. I'm a rape survivor. I have PTSD from the abuse I've suffered at the hands of a man. And I know how vulnerable women and girls are in private spaces. So I'm absolutely 100% going to stand in the way of any man who wants to be in a women's restroom, in our locker rooms, in our changing rooms. I will be there fighting you every step of the way.
And congratulations to Nancy Mace. She has really woken up. And I mean, I follow her and I appreciate her in a guarded kind of way, because at 1621, i.e. the Fed's direction, she was absolutely wrong on all that initially, but it's come around big time. You always need to acknowledge when people are coming around. And the way that she answered that question is exactly correct. Are you doing this because you're targeting Sarah, i.e. Tim McBride? Are you targeting him? She said, yes, and much more. That's how you answer these questions. Do you realize that your odds of getting elected are far higher if you just let your yes be yes and your no be no? Answer the question. That's why it's one of the many reasons why Kamala didn't get elected. Kind of a Freudian slip, arrested right there. Why she didn't get elected was because the woman would never answer a question. That doesn't sit well in our souls that were designed by God. God is a yes, let your yes be yes, your no be no kind of God. He designed our spirits and our souls. And those non-answers don't sit well with us. Even if you're a demon rat, they don't sit well with you. All right, the right answer video. Sarah McBride, and here it is, has bigger balls than Mike Johnson. Play for me.
Mr. Speaker, is freshman-elect Sarah McBride a man or a woman?
Look, I'm not going to get into this. We welcome all new members with open arms who are duly elected representatives of the people. I believe it's a command that we treat all persons with dignity and respect. We will. And I'm not going to engage in silly debates about this. There's a concern about the uses of restroom facilities and locker rooms and all that. This is an issue that Congress has never had to address before. And we're going to do that in deliberate fashion with member consensus on it. And we will accommodate the needs of every single person.
That's all I'm saying. Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir.
Do you plan on bringing Nancy Mace's transgender bill and putting that into the rules package?
I'm not going to address the plans on any of that. I just told you what I'm going to say about the issue. I'm not going to engage in this. We don't look down upon anyone. We treat everybody with dignity and respect. That's a principle that I've pursued my whole life. And we will take care of this, you know, issue of first impression for Congress, as we will any other thing. We'll provide appropriate accommodation for every member of Congress.
Mr. Speaker.
All right, let's go over that statement, shall we? Again, let me just read you. This is from The Right Answer. This is a Right Answer video. Sarah McBride, Tim McBride, has bigger balls than Mike Johnson. That's absolutely true. That's how you know not to follow somebody. He's asked a question. Is Sarah McBride, whose name is actually Tim and he's fully penised, is he a man or a woman? He refuses to answer. That is most pastors in the United States of America. Hey, Pastor so-and-so, if somebody is committing this sin, whether it's lust, lying, adultery, whatever it may be, are they going to heaven or are they going to hell? Well, you know, that's really not up to us to decide. Don't go to that church. Don't follow this man. And I know he's going, listen, I know he's at the UFC with Trump. I know. And is he really better than Hakeem Jeffries? People say, well, it's better than having Hakeem Jeffries, is it? Spending the exact same money in the exact same place as Mike Johnson. $600 million went to Planned Parenthood and Joe Biden's $1.7 billion minibus package. And he paid for transgender surgeries for kids, for illegal migrants, and prisoners in that omnibus spending package. Mike Johnson did it. Nobody had the opportunity to read it. Nothing. Mike Johnson just spent all that money. And he's asked point blank, is Sarah McBride a man or a woman? You know what you say? It reminds me of a pastor being on Larry King. Is homosexuality a sin? How do you answer that question? Yes! It's not, well, I'd like to know their story. And the other pastors on The View, is abortion a sin? Well, you know, before I make that statement, I'd like to know a person's story. And that's the same thing Carrie Lake said, and it cost her election. And Carrie Lake, basically, where do you stand on abortion? Well, I'd like to know their story. Abortion is flat out homicide. Homicide. That's what it is. That's how you answer. But Tom, that will cost you followers. Then don't follow me. Don't come to my church. I don't care. I'm not going to go to hell to lie to you so that I keep you. Why in the world would I gain the whole world and then lose my own soul? Why would I do that? And Mike Johnson's an evangelical and he says he's not going to discuss it. The man has a penis. He's a dude. That's how you answer the question. You know, I want to answer it. Well, seeing that he's fully penised, he's a man. You don't say that. She is transgender. We congratulate her for being... No, you don't say any of those things. You do exactly what Marjorie Taylor Greene does and go out of your way to call him a him. And he said, we're going to treat everybody with respect. Is that correct? Is that correct? Again, you're like, Tom, why do you keep paralleling it to the church? Because this is the modern day church. The modern day church that all closed, all vaxxed, all stood 6 feet apart, all put masks on like a bunch of raving idiots. They all fall for these different verbiages and these different ideologies that are antichrist, not Christ. Do you show respect to everybody? No, you don't. I don't respect Sarah McBride, whose name is Tim McBride. I don't respect Leah Thomas, who dates women, has sex with women, dresses as a woman, and swims as a woman, while being fully penis, having sex with women. No, I don't respect him. Will I be civil to him? Yeah, I'll be civil, but he does not have my respect. Mike Johnson says, we don't look down on anyone. I do. I look down on mentally ill. Somebody who's like, you know what? Who's simply saying, you know what? I know I'm a liar. I'm dressing up as a woman. You know you're a pro. I mean, how many more criminal charges are we going to have to see with these transgender people being caught? Whether they're teachers. I mean, I keep saying these things. I just need to do a show completely and totally dedicated to trans criminality. Of all these people either teaching trans or are trans themselves or are simply transgender citizens committing criminal acts, criminal sexual acts against children. You know, the same ones where their mother, where you have an 8-year-old girl with her mother allowing her daughter to have her face 1 inch from a man's butt crack while he, a 48-year-old man, dressed up as a woman with a taped-up penis, twerks in front of her face. Again, what you simply say is, no, I don't have any respect. I will treat them civilly. I'm not going to go up there and dog cuss the guy. I'm not going to be nasty or rude to the guy. But I do look down on what he's doing, and I will not treat him with respect. I will possibly treat him with civility. And then again, we're going to accommodate the needs of every single person on Capitol Hill. Is that what you do? Is that, again, isn't that what churches say all the time? You know, we want everybody here to feel welcome. Well, you know, I mean, you can feel welcome, but you're going to hear the truth, and that may not make you feel welcome. It's just like those ridiculous ads. You know, Jesus doesn't teach hate. He washes feet. Those ridiculous ads. Well, what does teach hate mean? About the same thing that democracy means to a Democrat. Hate to them means truth, just like democracy to a Democrat means totalitarianism. You always have to watch what are exactly the definitions of the words that they're using. So you're going to accommodate this the need of every single member? Really? Is that what you're going to do, Mikey? What should he do? What should he have said? We've already accommodated every need of every member. I mean, they've already got a full bar. They've got a gym for, what do you call it, when both sexes can use it, and you've got a gym for just women, and you've got bathrooms for men and women. So how are you going to, since there's only XX and XY chromosomes, haven't all needs been met? What other need needs to be met? So Mike, is he going to cave? Because he never said, I'm not going to allow him in the bathroom. He never said that, to my knowledge. He just says that there's only two genders, but he never said, I'm not going to let him in the bathroom. You can't trust these little weasels. And he calls himself an evangelical Christian. Evangelical Christian. Matthew 5:37 is yes, yes, no, no. Whatever's more than that's evil. How's he evangelical? If you're not biblical, how are you evangelical? I could spend 40 minutes on that. I'm not going to do it. All right, let's go to the next one. Andy, no tweet. So who's Aaron and me and all the right wingers, we're accused, and all of you that are watching, we're accused of being the violent ones, right? Although we never commit acts of violence. The only violence is always committed by the left. Well, here we go again. Andy No tweet, at Rep. Nancy Mace has referred to the Sergeant at Arms, a Portland trans militant who threatened to find her and smash her face until she died. The activists and other leftists have raged because Mace drafted a bill. It's simply a resolution. Where everybody's going to publicly acknowledge, and this gets Mike Johnson off the hook. They're just going to simply acknowledge, because Mike will get it all watered down, so everybody just stands up and says, we acknowledge that there are only two genders, while Mike allows her in the women's room. Watch, watch. I'm telling you, unless Trump gets a hold of him, unless somebody changes Mike Johnson's mind, Sarah McBride, i.e. Tim McBride, a.k.a. Tim McBride, will be in the women's restrooms on Capitol Hill. They'll get those, have some sort of little abatement deal somehow, you know, where he can't maybe go in the showers or something like that, but he'll be in the bathroom. Unless Trump gets a hold of him and says, knock it off, Mike. And that's exactly what Trump needs to do, is take control of Mike Johnson before Mike Johnson sabotages, because he's no different than Paul Ryan, no different than Trey Gowdy. All these people that come out and they act like conservatives until the pressure's on. And that's what I'm talking about. People who have absolutely no moral rudder. Everything's situational to them. They'll stand in certain situations and they won't in others. What's right is always right, no matter what the situation is. No matter what it costs you, right is right and wrong is wrong. And you have to stand in it. Well, I might not be speaker anymore. You still stand in what's right. Well, the Democrats are going to call me names. Why does anybody even care? Why would you care if a fascist calls you fascist or a stupid person calls you stupid? So here's this person here, this radical leftist. The activist and other leftists have raged because Mace drafted a bill to ban males from Capitol Hill's women's bathrooms. Go to the next one for me. Here's an actual video of this guy. Play it for me.
This video goes out to Congresswoman
There's an F word in there. I want to make sure we bleeped it out because we're still on CTN right now. Go, Creighton.
This video goes out to Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Congresswoman Nancy Mace, I hope that one day I do find you in that woman's bathroom and I grab your ratty looking hair and drag your face down to the floor while I repeatedly bash it in until the blood's everywhere and you're dead. Thank you. I hope that Nancy Mace receives this message well. Kisses.
All right, Aaron, do me a favor, fast as you can. Put that side by side when you get a chance. Now, here's the thing. Now, if you listen to that man, now, of course, I'm going to wait now to see the Democrat response to this guy. It just don't even worry. I'll yell over it. Just play it again for me, right where it's at.
Nancy Mace.
Listen to his voice.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace.
Why are we having a discussion about what to call this man? I know this isn't Sarah McBride, but he sounds just like Sarah McBride. Why do we have to have a discussion? It's clearly a man, and now is threatening to bash Nancy Mace's head in the ground until she sees all the blood and she dies. I'm waiting to see the leftist. I didn't see any leftist condemnation of this video anywhere on Twitter tonight. Not one person. Maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't see any. All right, you can bring it back to me. So there you go. All right, so that closes the trans section of the show. Let's go to the next one. Leading report tweet. Just wanted to show you this one. This is funny. Breaking, Kamala Harris is favored. This is all true, by the way. This is not a comedian thing. This is actually real. This is not satire. Leading report, breaking, Kamala Harris is favored by a wide margin in the first poll for the 2028 Democratic nomination. Please. Please run her again.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? My dreams have come true because you know what? I'm dead to the wall serious. Not because, I mean, Vance will smash her, win by 30 points. I'm just saying, and I would love to see Vance versus Kamala in a debate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Please do it. I mean, please. Please run Kamala. I mean, please run her again because it is such great podcast fodder. Her videos, one video after another. Because you know what? I haven't been using them because she's now in the political dust heap of history. But it's such good. There was one of her that I almost brought, but I'm like, you know what? She's kind of old news at this point because I was going to play one where she's kind of prancing and dancing around the stage talking about more jails. I mean, more schools and less jails. I mean, it was so good. I wanted to play it, but I'm like, she's old news. Please run her again. She's up. Look at her. She's up by 41. I mean, she's up by 33% over Gavin Newsom right now. And she just got trounced and lost all 7 swing states. Please run her again. Democrat. And by the way, we have 4 years to clean up the elections. And as Dana White has been saying, what if we actually had voter ID in the states that she won? Because she didn't win any state except for states that don't have voter ID. The only states that she won were states that don't have any voter ID. And we're going to get all that cleaned up in the next 4 years. And let's watch it be a real Ronald Reagan thing where she loses 49 out of 50 states, maybe 50 out of 50. If we don't have any voter fraud, she might have a chance in Illinois, maybe Connecticut, maybe. She loses all the other states, including California, because there's mass cheating in California, where, again, now we're officially 2 weeks past the election because it's 9 o'clock. Most polls have closed 2 weeks ago today, and California is still counting votes. Pennsylvania still counting votes right now. Amazing, isn't it? And there's other states still counting votes, too. I just can't remember who they are offhand. All right, go to the next one for me. Let's go to Ukraine. It's a little bit depressing. I want everybody to know, for the record, and it won't matter if I'm wrong because we'll all be dead and wouldn't know. There will not be a nuclear war because of this. I'm telling you right now, because nobody in this wants to die. They're all very important to themselves. Zelensky's very important to himself. Putin is very important to himself. Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, as much as I hate to use the word our, the Secretary of State of the United States, he's very important to himself. There are, of course, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Jill Biden are very important to themselves. Jake Sullivan, very important. Victoria Nuland, very important to themselves. They don't. People are like, well, they have bunkers. Bunkers will buy you 30 days max, and then you're dead with all the rest of us. Festivus, as Seinfeld says, for the rest of us. But so there, again, you know the story. Joe Biden, for some reason, has unilaterally agreed without going to Congress, which, by the way, is absolutely anti-constitutional and against the law. You cannot wage war without congressional approval. And he's doing it. He's allowing our missiles, which can only be shot by us. People, please understand this. No, they're being shot out of Ukraine. No, they're installed in Ukraine. But they have to be shot by a tech expert in the United States of America, in the United States of America, or a tech expert American stationed somewhere. So an American is doing this. They aren't. Putin knows it. He's already said it. We've already played the videos. He's already said it's not. They're called attackums. I know that sounds like some sort of hot pocket. Hey, mom, fix me up a batch of attackums. No, these are missiles. So these attackums have to be shot by a tech United States military expert using satellite technology, using GPS satellite technology, which is extremely high tech and way out of my ability to even discuss. Breaking Steve Gruber tweet, breaking Ukraine. So Biden approves them yesterday and approves them Sunday, and they're shot today. Look at the date. Shot today. It's as if Biden, in his last gasp efforts to basically mess up the Trump administration and Trump transition, here's Biden trying to mess that all up. And by the way, he's basically just a free agent. You know he hates Kamala. You know he voted for Trump, but now he wants to screw Trump over. And this is what he's doing. Ukraine fires U.S.-supplied long-range missiles 2 days after Biden approved them to do so into Russia, defense ministry says. Ukraine used the Army Tactical Missile System, ATACMS, in a strike on Russia's, Bryansk region. This morning, the Ministry of Defense in Moscow said. Now, is that necessarily true? Because does Moscow lie? Moscow lies for a living. So does the CIA. So does our State Department. So does our government. Tom, are you saying that you side with Russia? No, Russia is, again, an authoritarian dictatorship that for some odd reason, we're siding against their enemy. I mean, we're siding with their enemy, who's an authoritarian dictatorship run by Volodymyr Zelensky, who's an authoritarian dictator, who's eliminated all elections, who's eliminated all opposition parties, who's eliminated all opposition media. Sounds just like our Democratic Party, doesn't it? Who eliminated all of our opposition media, all of their opposition media. All right, go to the next one for me, Benny Johnson video. Ex-Navy SEAL Eric Prince followed this guy on social media. He really is an expert. Ex-Navy SEAL Eric Prince on Ukraine launching U.S.-made missiles into Russia. Play for me.
I believe we're at the precipice here. What do you make of this American missile attack into Ukraine, into Russia from Ukraine?
So, look, the ATACMS missile is effectively a Scud. It is a highly accurate modern American version of a Scud missile, which you've probably heard about from the Iraq days already back in 1991. the fact is the Ukrainians have longer range drones and bigger payload weapon systems that they themselves have launched with some success inside of Russia. This is very unnecessarily provocative. The fact that it's a high-end weapon system made in America at great cost to be firing them, I don't think it's going to trigger a nuclear response from the Russians. But it is a, to me, it's like a drowning person grabbing anything on their way down of a dying, failing administration to try to really snatch any semblance of incremental victory from a complete and total disaster of this neocon war for the last few years. The other downside is every other system that the U.S. has exposed in Ukraine has, within a matter of weeks, been rendered impotent by very capable Russian electronic warfare jamming. They do a very good job of jamming the navigation and blinding our systems so that our stuff doesn't work. So we have hundreds of billions of dollars of investment in lots of stuff that the Pentagon has paid. And it's really not in that high a demand in Ukraine because it's been, like I said, been rendered useless. The Iranians have been shooting hundreds and hundreds of weapon systems and effectively an ally in this of Russia against our ships in the Red Sea. Fortunately, they haven't hit anything yet. Don't know the success of these attack-em missiles or not.
All right, so there you go. Modern version of the Scud missile. For those of you that remember, like Desert Storm, all that, the Scud missiles were shot out of Iraq. So it's a modern American version. There it is right there. According to reports from Aaron Red, six were shot, five were shot down by Russians. So there were six actually launched by the Ukrainians. Out of the six, five were shot down by the Russians. And as Eric Prince said, Ukrainians already have drones that have a far further range, and they have weapons that actually carry a heavier payload, which have a larger range, which they might have or could or are shooting into Russia right now. So how big a deal is this? It's big. It's big, but I don't think it's ever going to go nuclear because Russia has already been absorbing strikes from Ukraine into interior Russia with drones and with missiles that have even heavier payloads than these attack-ems that have even a further range. Let me correct something I just said. Russia has already absorbed this, or they might in the future, but Russia certainly knows the weapons that Ukraine has. But Russia is reporting that these attack-ems were shot into Russia today. And this possibly is over the whole Kursk region. It's hard for me to say these names. Kursk region, that Ukraine, which is an unguarded part of Russia that Russia doesn't really care about. That's where allegedly the North Korean troops were stationed. Nobody's been able to verify those reports that there's even North Korean troops there. Nobody's been able to verify that. Is that a CIA op by saying that that North Korean troops have been stationed in Kursk? Who knows? Everything, folks, is a lie coming from our own government. And everything that's coming from Moscow is a lie. Everything that's coming from downtown Kyiv is a lie. I verified with a Ukrainian friend, is that the correct pronunciation, Kyiv? And they said, yeah, it was. I was wrong. I hate that because it's been Kiev for my entire life, and now everybody calls it Kyiv.
Very anyway, American.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, so everything that you and I hear are bold-faced lies. Everything. That's why Trump is such a threat, because he's not trying to defend the cesspool DC culture. Where, I mean, you just look at the judge culture inside of the DC circuit, where everybody's cocktail friends, married to everybody's relatives. These are the people that are sending people, J6 protesters to prison for 18 years, because if you don't, my sister's going to divorce you, and we're not going to invite you to this party, and you're not going to get the next parachute out of government, and you're not going to get the next promotion. Trump doesn't care about all of that. He's already worth between $8 and $10 billion. He doesn't care. And his new best friend, according to CNN, is worth, what, $282 billion? Elon Musk, the richest man there's ever been that we know about. All right, so let's go. More on Ukraine here. Brian Berletic, tweet. U.S. gives green light for launching U.S. missiles into Russia. Here's some facts for all of us. Strikes would require U.S. intelligence and targeting data. So who's shooting the missiles? Who shot the... If there were six missiles shot into Russia today, who shot them? United States intelligence and targeting data shot them. Not Ukrainians. That's the problem. And again, I don't mean to every single time when I talk about something, go down every single tributary or go down the root causes or go down to the foundation of it all. But all of the people behind this war have ulterior motives. They're all sadistic motives, evil motives, malfeasant motives, covering up their own malfeasance motives. Metabiota, Pravda Bank, Burisma, Metabiota partnering with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The money laundering that's been going on for decades inside of Ukraine for Rhino Republicans and Democrats. They all want this war and they all want to feed their political benefactors, i.e. the military-industrial complex. That's as quick as I can do a foundational lesson on this. I would love to spend an hour on it. Strikes would require U.S. intelligence and targeting data, as well as the possible use of U.S. contractors to prepare. What does U.S. contractor mean? CIA cutout. To prepare missiles for fire, essentially U.S. strikes on Russia. Reuters claims the decision was made based on a still yet to be verified claims of North Korean troops inside Russia. Nobody has any pictures. Now, Aaron, you correct me, you're the tech guy. Don't we have satellites constantly circling
the Earth? Yeah, we've got a couple.
There's a few up there, right?
Yeah,
like hundreds?
Thousands.
Thousands of them floating around there. Now, we could take a picture of the Kursk region inside of Russia.
We possibly could do that, couldn't we?
I think so. Logical here. Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't ever get too logical.
Yeah.
That we could actually verify that there's North Korean troops in Kursk. All right, the U.S. proxy war on Russia aims at causing maximum damage for Russia, not aiding Ukraine in victory. Correct. And as Matt Gaetz said on Tim Pool, what they want is a slow, festering war where they can constantly, where Ukraine has to constantly be supplied with U.S. weaponry, U.S. weaponry bought from NATO-approved contractors, and Ukraine gets the weapons for free. People like John Thune, our new Senate Majority Leader, gets to act like he's all full of virtue and altruism. Look at us. Supply them with our weapons. Look at our almost deity level benevolence. 600,000 people are dead. Oh, but John gets to pretend. John gets to be, finally gets to be the military hero he always dreamed of being. He doesn't, like, I'm sitting here in a room with a family whose husband fought in a war. He doesn't have the balls to do it. Again, Sarah McBride's balls are bigger than John Thune's. He doesn't do it, but he gets to act like a warrior for the first time in his life. Look at me. Oh, look at my virtue. Look at my compassion as I send weapons over to Ukraine. I know I'm causing 500,000 plus people to die in just 2 years, but look at my virtue and look at my compassion. Look at my love for humanity. That's what's, and a little side benefit. Look at me getting money from the military industrial complex for my campaigns, potentially. I don't know if Thune's ever gotten any money from them, but the Democrats certainly do. Russia reserves multiple means of escalating, including eliminating all Ukrainian shipping, which they haven't done. Why haven't they done this full-scale war? Why is it that Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and Bono and The Edge and Sean Penn, I'm trying to think of all the other ones, that have gone over on their Mecca-like journey to see their modern... version of Winston Churchill, Volodymyr Zelensky, which, by the way, is probably trans, is basically a comedian trans person. That's all that he is. He's a perfect puppet for the globalists. He wears military garb, although he's never spent one day in the military. All he's done is spend his time on stage with skin-tight leather pants twerking. That's all he's done. And dressing as a woman. And playing a piano with his penis. That's a little show that he did. It wasn't actual, but you know what I mean. So why isn't, if this is a real war, then why isn't Russia already taking out Ukrainian shipping? Why is it that Nancy Pelosi in her little ridiculous pantsuits can go over in downtown Kyiv with no problem whatsoever. Why is it that Aaron and I have played, I don't know how many videos of downtown Kyiv, it's Party Central.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. This isn't a real war. This is staged. People are dying. All of 600,000 have died on the Ukrainian side. But it's a staged war for multiple purposes. Covering for Democratic Party malfeasance, covering for Democratic Party money laundering, covering for WEF money laundering, globalist money laundering, the partnership with Metabiota and the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and many other things. Burisma, Burisma payments to Hunter Biden. So Burisma malfeasance, all the different things. It's a cover-up. Plus, you get to be arsonist and firefighter. You burn it down, you get paid to burn it down via NATO contracting military industrial complex, and then you get to bring in the IMF to rebuild it with the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation, with J.B. Pritzker and Hyatt Hotels and his sister rebuilding it, and the IMF rebuilding it. Why isn't Russia already done this? If they were so horrible, why haven't they already done this? Russia could do a complete destruction of Ukraine's power grid. Why haven't they done this? Party Central in Kyiv. Party Central, why haven't they taken it out? It's such a horrible war. As well as a greater mobilization of Russian manpower and industry. All politically easier in the wake of what are essentially U.S. missile strikes on Russia. All you've done is empower them. All you've done is given Russia an excuse now to escalate this war. All you've done is goad them into a further escalation of this war. Russia also has the means to directly escalate versus U.S. forces illegally occupying the Middle East. That's right, because they're partners with Syria. They're partners with Iran. They're partners with Hamas and Hezbollah. Absolutely ridiculous, a ridiculous decision. And it's not, here's the thing. I even take back what I said. It wasn't a ridiculous decision because it's totally on purpose. Biden is doing this. Because he's saying, you know what, I can get 2 more months worth of my own malfeasance being covered up in Ukraine, as well as all of my Democratic brethren and my Rhino brethren, their malfeasance covered, and I can usher forward. What? Because Biden doesn't think of us as a sovereign nation. He thinks of us as a globalist state. He's thinking, I got 2 more months to push forward the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist, oligarchical narrative and agenda. Get 2 more months to do it, and that's what he's doing. All right, let's go to the next one. Change the subjects. Jumping off of Ukraine. Doing the Trump section of the show now. Trump Vance transition. This is, you really aren't going to be able to read these things. I just like to put them up there so you see that they're official. Aaron will blow it up as I'm talking. Howard Lutnick. You're like, Tom, who's that? Don't know. He's Secretary of Commerce. I never claimed to know everything. Don't know who that is. Hope it's good. Know the next one, though. Go to the next one for me. Leading report tweet. Breaking, I know this guy. Trump selects Dr. Oz to serve as Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator. Is that a good pick? I don't know. He's become somewhat conservative. Do I trust Dr. Oz? No. But he's somewhat conservative. But you remember he lost to John Fetterman when John Fetterman was basically in the middle of recovering from a stroke. And John Fetterman could not talk.
No.
And Dr. Oz lost to him. Okay, you know, that's really about the equivalent of losing against somebody who's not even running. Because Fetterman couldn't even talk, and he lost to John Fetterman. I mean, come on. All right, let's go to the next one. So more on Trump here. Now we already discussed those are Trump's nominees. Let's discuss who you should never nominate. And that person for FBI director is Mike Rogers. Don't nominate this guy. If anybody's watching this, 1,018 people that I can see, we just hop off of CTN. If anybody knows anybody inside of the Trump administration, please send him Mike Benz's material. You can send him mine if you want. You can send him my material talking about Mike Benz, but it's Mike Benz's material. He's the only person I subscribe to on Twitter, Mike Benz. Absolute genius. Absolute genius. If you want to know about the deep state blob, follow Mike Benz. If you want to know about Trump's persecution via prosecution, follow Mike Davis. The Mikes, I call them. But anyway, cannot have Mike Rogers. Trump can't fall for this again. Please, somebody, get a hold of Trump. Tell him not to fall for this again if these rumors are true. Mike Benz, you literally cannot get worse than this if you give a flying fig about free speech. Mike Rogers under consideration, who blank knows why, as Trump's new FBI director. In addition to a Russian gate pusher, he pushed Russiagate. Remember, that's what torpedoed Mike Pompeo, not Russiagate, but that Trump had files he wasn't supposed to have. Mike Pompeo said those things, that Donald Trump's prosecution for having classified documents was justified. Mike Pompeo said it. Alex Jones sent that video to the Trump administration of Mike Pompeo saying that Trump is basically getting what he deserves for having these documents. Trump was getting what he deserves and being prosecuted for having these documents. And that absolutely sabotaged, submarine, torpedoed Mike Pompeo. Why did anybody even need to tell Trump that about Mike Pompeo? That's what concerns me about Trump. Mike Rogers was a Russiagate pusher. He was basically saying that Trump was put into office by Russians, that Russia played a significant role in getting Donald Trump elected. And now you're going to put him in charge of the FBI? I hope all this is just rumors. IRI Beacon Project Promoter, CIA, which is a CIA censorship program. Whenever you see anything about Center for Digital Accountability, that's a CIA cutout. Whenever you see anything like that, it's a CIA cutout for censorship. Look at the bottom. Rogers sits on the Atlantic Council. That's Jonah Goldberg. That's the one who just tried to torpedo Donald Trump by calling him Hitler. I mean, this is the Atlantic Council. This is the Atlantic and the Atlantic Council. All just basically leftist, globalist, bourgeois elitist / CIA cutouts for censorship and to sabotage right-wing politicians. And also, Intelligence Project Senior Fellow at Harvard, you're going to put him as in charge of the FBI? Chair of the Board of Trustees for Metre Corporation. Go to the next one for me, Creighton. Another Mike Benz tweet. In case folks forget about the Belfer Center, it's the military intelligence center at the heart of the censorship industry. There's an entire, I don't have time to get into this tonight because I can't believe it's already 10:03. What happened to the show? I'm supposed to be off by now. But anyway, back in 2014, the censorship industry, you had the medical industrial complex, the military industrial complex, and the censorship industrial complex, i.e. YouTube, Facebook, old Twitter under Jack Dorsey. You have those institutions. That's the censorship industrial complex. And the people who actually tell those giant social media platforms what to do and not do is basically CIA cutout censorship industries. You'll see them. Like I said, you'll see Center for Digital Accountability, Center for Digital Democracy, the Defense of Democracy Association. When you'll see all those things like Transition Integrity Projects, all those things where what they are actually all about is the opposite of their title. See, look at it. But it's Harvard, nerdy academics. Yeah, actually, Belfer Center is run by a former Army intelligence officer who was the gatekeeper to the head of the Pentagon. This guy cannot be the head of the FBI. All right, go to the next one for me. Matt Orfalea video. Now, here is Mike Rogers on the stage with the former head of the CIA. That's all strange coincidences, isn't it? Isn't it strange? You know, former head of the State Department. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also used to run the CIA. Leon Panetta also was Secretary of State and used to run the CIA. I mean, Mike, here we have Michael Hayden. And here Mike Rogers is sitting right next to Michael Hayden. And Michael Hayden threatens to kill Edward Snowden. And Rogers, you'll hear him say it, says he wants to help. Play it for me.
Lots of things to comment on. Let me talk about the European award and his nomination. I must admit him. My darker moments over the past several months, I had also thought of nominating Mr. Snowden, but it was for a different list, okay?
Okay. I can help you with that. Oh, there's cameras here, too. I forgot about that.
Cameras there at the Washington Post, right? It's a Washington Post seminar, and they're talking about assassinating a human being by the name of Edward Snowden. Or if you believe that what I believe, he should be pardoned and should have been pardoned along with Julian Assange before Trump left office in 2021. Then they're gleefully talking about executing this person. Well, not even executing, assassinating this person. And this, and I hope that it's just a rumor. I mean, I will tell you right now. I mean, obviously, if one appointment's not going to cause me to walk away from Donald Trump, but I mean, I'm talking about galactic levels of disappointment. If he puts Mike Rogers instead of Kash Patel as director of the FBI, there is no other person to put in charge of the FBI but Kash Patel. That is it. He's been loyal to you from day one. He's not a collusion hoaxer, a Russiagate hoaxer, a member of the Belfort Center, CIA cutout, part of the censorship industrial complex. Put Kash Patel in charge of the FBI. Why are we even waiting? And here's the thing. They're not flooding the zone like they did. I told you, I'm no Trump sycophant. Trump was doing great at first, but why are we getting slow now with these appointments? Flood the zone with them. They don't know what to do. They're all caught up with Gates right now, then stick Patel on them. And then do another one's even worse than that after it. Don't ever let them even gain their footing. Don't let them do what they did to Mike Flynn. Put them out one right after another. Put out even a more controversial person as CIA director, which should be Rick Grenell, by the way, or General Flynn. Put him as CIA director. I thought General Flynn should have been DNI, but I'm fine with Tulsi Gabbard. But anyway, all right, so Mike Lee tweet. President Trump is right. Senate Republicans need to do everything we can to stop the confirmation of horrible Biden-appointed judges. What Biden's doing, of course, is trying to escalate war in Ukraine. And he's also appointing absolute, see, I'll use the words because that's what they call us, and we have nothing in common with them, but they do. He's appointing, Joe Biden is, absolute Nazis to lifetime appointment judgeships. As many as he can possibly get in. And Republicans aren't even showing up to filibuster. We just voted these idiots in. You're like, Tom, that's not nice. I don't care. If you're a Republican and you're not showing up to filibuster these things, because you can filibuster and filibuster and filibuster until Trump takes office and none of these people will be appointed. But they're being appointed one right after another. Talking about people who can't identify man or woman. They're talking about people who can't identify human life. That a baby inside of a mother is actually a human being. People that don't recognize that. People that are bought and paid for by George Soros are being appointed as judges with lifetime appointments because Republicans refuse to show up to work. The Democrats, according to Donald Trump's True Social Post, are trying to stack the courts of radical left judges on their way out the door. Republican senators need to show up and hold the line. No more judges confirmed before Inauguration Day. All you got to do is filibuster. If you filibuster, that means continuous debate, then they can't appoint them. You can just debate all night long, 24/7, and they can never actually appoint these judges. All right, let me show you this one, at least one more thing before we go. The older millennial video, because that's what Congress does with every ethics investigation that doesn't result in charges. Democrats right now always like to address the newest Democratic Party talking point. Why aren't they releasing the Gates investigation documents? You know why they're not releasing them? Because they never have before. Play for me, Creighton.
Why wouldn't everyone want to see the ethics report on Matt Gaetz if he did nothing wrong?
Because the United States Congress has never released the ethics report on a person they failed to bring charges against. Never. They don't do that. Because the whole idea of them conducting an internal investigation is to determine whether or not a crime has been committed and whether or not they should bring charges. If you're looking for the last time they did it against a Democrat, it was Eric Swalwell. Now, after they investigated Swalwell, they determined there was no crime and they were going to bring no charges. Now, do you remember what they did to the report from the ethics investigation? Nothing. They didn't release it. They kept it as private for congressional leadership, which is what they've done every time they conducted an ethics investigation and found not enough evidence to prosecute a crime. So that's what they're doing here. They're not doing anything special to hide anything for Gates. They're simply doing what they've done every single time they conducted an ethics investigation and not brought any charges. Now, you asking for the report released is asking for them to do something they've never done in the history of Congress. But you think there's something shady going on because they're not doing something they've never done. Yeah, JoJo, that only makes sense if you don't think about it, which is, I can see why it makes sense to you.
So basically what the Democrats are asking Republicans to do is control the House. Which, what do you do as a Republican when a Democrat asks you to do something? Tell them to roll it up, spin it sideways, and shove it up their own caboose. That's what you do. But then they'll call me names. Then they'll denigrate me in public. The Washington Post will call me a xenophobic, racist, homophobe. Who cares? Nobody cares anymore. Donald Trump just got elected, and allegedly he's a 35-time convicted felon. How much worse can it get than that? And we all know those are all bogus charges, but I'm just saying, how much worse can it get than that? Stand up and tell them absolutely not. What do you have to hide? We don't even need to answer their questions. Simply ignore them. And by the way, there's nothing to hide because the FBI dropped the investigation because there's no evidence, and I've already gone through what this was actually all about, which was an extortion scheme. And the extortionist has already been arrested and spending 11 years in prison. We already got it. Now, a meme, therefore I am video. This is the reason why some Republicans despise Matt Gaetz. Play it for me.
Congressman Gaetz offered to take us on a tour.
So one of the committees where people have a lot of information is the Appropriations Committee, mm-hmm. because they can view almost any vector of government funding. And so, you know, this is Mr. Rutherford's office. He's on the Ethics Committee and the Appropriations Committee. 152 stock trades. Stocks go through the roof. And, actually bought Raytheon stock the day that Russia invaded Ukraine.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if every American could make money off of war.
Yeah, setting aside the whole shame and ethics questions. How many more on our hit list here?
There are a few more. I wish there were fewer on the hit list. I wish we could only stop at one or two offices, but as it turns out, energy is a sector that sees a lot of congressional stock trading.
Sure.
And we have members who are on the Energy Subcommittee of Appropriations, like Michael Guest, chairman of the Ethics Committee, and he's traded somewhere between tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars in energy stocks. He's been buying online gaming stocks and just making a killing on them. So you would think that the people that were on the Ethics Committee would be your best allies in this fight, but indeed, they're some of the most prolific traders. And not only trading, but in the case of Mr. Guest, trading in an area where he has access to energy information more so than almost any other American.
And no indication that he wants to maybe slow down, pump the brakes, recognize that there might be some appearance of impropriety here?
It seems as though the pace is only accelerating.
All right.
I mean, the last one was truly hysterical. Michael Guest, chairman of the Ethics Committee, making money off of suspicious stock trades in an area that he is supposed to be overseeing. So again, this is one of those situations where our government, our congressmen, congresswomen are making money in areas that they are overseeing. So you're getting insider information right there. Stock violator bought energy stocks before war in Ukraine, owned stocks and online gaming companies, bought NVIDIA 3 days before quarterly earnings. So you are, these people are overseeing these industries. So they are seeing insider information and buying stocks off of that insider information. And we could go, I'm going to spend 30 minutes on this, but I'm not going to do it because it's already 10:14. But anyway, this is why people don't like Gaetz on both sides of the aisle, because he's already rich. He doesn't need to do any of this. He's already rich. He doesn't have to. And that he's willing to expose these people by name, walking down the hallways, as Aaron said, standing right in front of their offices. All right, 10:14. That's good. Rumble Rants tonight. Tammy O'Margaret are $10. Nitsua, $99, $10. Peg Joe, $10. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Stick around for the post game as always. It's awesome. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you all. God bless you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for a dollar a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village? By giving them 5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon 1,000 hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8:16-17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it, because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.